This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Military and government officials say a deal has been reached between Sudan's military and civilian leaders to reinstate Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, who was deposed in a coup last month. The official said Sunday that government officials and politicians arrested since the October 25th coup will be released as part of the deal between the military and political parties, including the largest UMA party. The officials say Hamdok will lead an independent technocratic cabinet. The coup, more than 2 years after a popular uprising, forced the removal of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir and his Islamist government, has drawn international criticism. The Taliban on Sunday ordered television channels in Afghanistan to stop airing soap operas featuring women artists and said female journalists must wear hijabs in accordance with the group's interpretation of Islamic law, or Sharia. The restrictions are part of a new 8-point set of guidelines issued by the Taliban in the latest sign the hardline group is restricting women's rights. The guidelines say films and dramas should not have female actors. Television stations are advised not to show men who are not covered from chest to knees. The ministry has defended the directive, saying it's aimed at countering propagation of immorality and airing of videos that are against the principles of Sharia and Afghan values. Since their return to power in mid-August, the Taliban have pledged to protect women's rights, but Afghan girls are still barred from returning to secondary school in most provinces. No country has so far recognized the new all-male Taliban government in Kabul. The U.S. and the global community have been pressing the group for more inclusivity in its political structure.